The Iraq supplemental includes many provisions that are important to us. It includes a very important provision that I call the 21st Century GI Bill of Rights. It would cover the educational benefits for all of those members of our armed services who have served since 9/11/2001. This bill, in my view, is important for us to make sure we get passed because it's a way of honoring those who have served. This new GI Bill is now sponsored by 58 senators. It's Senate Bill 22. It recognizes our National Guard and Reserves and provides them the same educational benefits as the active duty components of our armed forces. I'm very hopeful that this legislation will make its way into a final form and that the President will, in fact, sign this legislation. The Farm Bill has been now vetoed by the President this morning. In my view, it is a major mistake on the part of the President to veto this Farm Bill. This Farm Bill has been in formation now for the last 3.5 years, ever since I came to the United States Senate, first serving on the Agriculture Committee with Senator Chambliss as the chair, and for the last year and a half with Senator Harkin. The first hearing that Senator Harkin had on this Farm Bill was held in Brighton, Colorado, and I'm very proud of that fact. As long as it's taken to put this Farm Bill together, it is a very important piece of legislation that will provide food security for America and will help rural America blossom again. So I'm hopeful that we will be able to muster the courage of enough members of the United States House of Representatives at 4 o'clock this afternoon, and subsequent to that, here in the United States Senate, to be able to override the President's veto. I just gave a speech on the floor of the U.S. Senate asking my colleagues in the U.S. Senate to help join us in overriding the President's veto. Several years ago, I convened a group of people to start working on a vision for the future of Found Creek. In my view, we need to take Found Creek, which really has served as a wastewater alley and as a dumping place for lots of different things over the years, and turn our face to that river and make it into a crown jewel of a ribbon that will tie Colorado Springs and Pueblo together. I envision a state park that will run from Colorado Springs to the confluence of the Fountain and Found Creek that will address the flood and water quality issues on the Found Creek and provide major recreational amenities to all of those who live in those communities. I had introduced legislation that would have authorized the Army Corps of Engineers to conduct a study on the possibility of a multi-purpose flood control structure, which could include a dam on Found Creek. This morning, the Environmental and Public Works Committee of the U.S. Senate, through resolution, which is allowed under statute, went ahead and authorized our Found Creek flood control study. So we now will have study that will move forward by the Army Corps of Engineers to take a look at the feasibility of constructing a dam on the Fountain Creek that would be part of this vision on this crown jewel for Southern Colorado.